The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We took our best shot, and so did some of the Arab nations. Bullseye. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. We really did that. You had the United Arab Emirates part of the crew also flying beside U.S. pilots. You had many others who were invested in what was going on, but the fact that you had the UAE there, and that you also had the Saudis on board, hitting a prime piece of real estate, part of the arsenal of the Islamic State. I can't say enough about hitting these small ISIS-built refineries that they use to fuel their tanks and cars and everything else, and to fund their operations. They were sucking about $2 million a day profit from the oil refineries. They produced 300 to 500 barrels a day. We hit those targets, 12 of them. The goal was to leave the refineries largely intact, so eventually they could be used again, but destroy the support facility so they couldn't take anything out of it. And it was a mixed attack, bomber and fighter aircraft involved in this. So they know that they hit a couple of key areas. And also, one of the strikes hit 8 ISIS vehicles. And this was big as well, because they're trying to take out anything they're driving, anything they're getting money from, whatever it is that can ground them, so to speak, in their push to get to different regions in both Syria and Iraq. So the U.S. campaign in Syria, which has kind of gotten a bit of a mixed response from some of the rebels who cooperate with the Nusra Front and have been locked in a fight with the Islamic State militants since January. You would think they would want that. The rebels' goal is to topple Assad. So the U.S. is focused, of course, on defeating the ISIS group, and it's different from what their fight is. But the fact that you've got the Arab nations involved speaks volumes with just how serious this is and how much they want to end the nonsense, the insanity of it all, as soon as possible. And this is going to be a continued campaign. Make no mistake, the number I heard was 36 months. Speaking of 36, it was just a little over 36 minutes that the president took the floor at the General Assembly of the United Nations and talked about this very thing, talked about defeating this terrorist group and what it was going to take, and also throwing out definitions of what groups we wouldn't want to confuse with what was happening there. In other words, he was trying to tell the Muslim world how important it is for them to get rid of the culture of hate and to not fund anything like the Islamic State, and to make it clear that there are big differences. So I think it was a win-win day for the United States, certainly. The planes targeting the oil refineries, very big. Even though ISIS is still kind of hanging in there, of course, they have taken a big hit. And they should have, because once again, another beheading, the fourth, This time it was a Frenchman who was filmed, and it was pumped out there virally for all to see. François Hollande had a statement, the president of France, about it, and saying it wouldn't be tolerated. So we see and we're greeted with more of those awful presents where you've got somebody with a British accent decapitating, murdering an innocent person. The two Americans, the one Brit, and now a Frenchman is beheaded by these Islamic extremists. Herve Gourdel was abducted and beheaded. So when the French president came up, he talked about that briefly with the General Assembly. That he had a lot of emotion, he said, because one of his compatriots had just been the subject of a cowardly assassination. But he did say the attack wouldn't affect France's role in the battle because the attack, ISIS said, was in retaliation for the French putting their bombers in the air and going after them. And this is an innocent person, so it's the same kind of thing that we've seen before. And this new video came out on the same day that the president, our president, addressed the United Nations, calling for all countries to unite against terrorism and the brutally wrought by ISIS. And he particularly emphasized that the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria goes against everything Islam stands for. He said Islam is about peace, and we've had that conversation here. Now that we're seeing the Arab world respond, I think this is a good thing, that they're not in the vacuum. They're not putting their heads and burying it, and they're burying themselves in the sand, so to speak, and ignoring what's going on with terror. They're getting involved in it by putting those planes in the air and being part of the strike. I think was a very, very big step for both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and the rest of the Arab world that is also helping in other ways and will get involved with some of these planes that they're put toward the cause too as well. So the good thing is the fight goes on, and it might go on and on, but it's one where it's not just the U.S., where it's all these other countries involved, and it's a question of really stomping out what has been allowed to flourish for way too long. What a mistake to not take the risk and arm the Syrians a couple of years ago, but now it's time to make that right, and that is what's happening. So it's not just the U.S. writing a big check. That was the conversation across the board, really, at the United Nations. The airstrikes and who was involved and some other pieces in between went back to climate change. But the majority of the conversation was about these Islamic extremists. We've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. Fruits and Nuts coming up next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
Glad you're hanging with us here on America like Tonight. Big shout out to all in those nooks and crannies. Don't forget about our fun little game at the tail end of this hour. Yes, indeed. We're going to lighten the load. Nail the score. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. You can hit us up on Pal Talk and tell me what you think the score of the game is going to be once it's announced. Or you can call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on Contact. Give us the guests. And we'll see if we have a winner. We haven't had a winner so far, but it's still early in the season. I've had two winners over the course of doing this. Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont. You could be next. You could be next. Quickly, let me tell you this. Warplanes pounded what one person was quoted as saying. The mobile oil refineries used by ISIS to produce up to $2 million a day because they're getting money from oil. So the planes targeted the oil refineries. So that is a big hit on the heels of whether or not the president talking about where we are in good versus evil and all that sort of stuff at the United Nations addressing the General Assembly. One thing that definitely did hit the mark, whether you thought his speech did or not, I think parts of it did as I was trying to explain there, and some of it I think was too broad, didn't make sense, and was ignoring the implications of the religious factions, actually, in trying to unite them. You know this, all wars are religious, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great book by Sam Harris. We're going to have him on the show. It's called The End of Religion. So anyway, this U.S. and coalition warplanes just slammed them on Wednesday, targeting the motherlode, those mobile oil refineries that were being used by the Islamic State terror group, and that was helping them to kick into their kitty, the $6 million they supposedly get a day. But two of that is from those refineries. So this is a big kick in the butt. I mean, these fighter jets were from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They flew alongside some U.S. aircraft during this operation. They hit 12 different locations. So they're still kind of assessing the outcome of the attacks, but they think they were very successful. Very successful. And how about that? And this was hours after that whole United Nations speech in being united in confronting ISIS or ISIL. And that's one thing I would absolutely agree with. As I said, some of it was good, some of it was broad and ridiculous. But here's one quote from the president that was dead on right. He said, "It's no exaggeration to say that humanity's future depends on uniting us against those who would divide us along fault lines or tribe or sect, race or religion." But that is the problem in the Middle East in trying to do that and undo thousands of years of hatred. On that note, turning to something completely different, a little bit different anyway. So one of the fun things that we do on the show, we put Nathan Reeder on the spot in a little segment I like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo.
Bingo!
Every time they say bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you doing?
I am pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I like that bingo part, too.
Yeah. Have you ever played bingo?
Not since, about 4 years ago up here. And there's a station up here that's like 45, so every time 45 comes on, we're screaming, 45!
I like that. That's pretty funny. Mm. All right, I want to hear what you have to say about this one, our first one out of the chute. The University of Connecticut's Board of Trustees on Wednesday approved, Nathan, spending more than $1 million to put a new roof on a science building. So, okay, so they approved that. The roof was pretty rough, I guess. But it's a building that is scheduled to be demolished.
When?
It's going to be demolished within the next year. It has major structural issues. They've had leaking when it rains and all that kind of stuff. The building goes back to the 60s. In fact, it was built in 1961. So the school budgeted some money to renovate the building, right, to get it up to standards. But it's going to be, they're demolishing the building. So they're putting on $1 million roof. I gotta say, that's pretty cockamamie.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Fruits and Nuts. Because, I mean, they must be desperate for exactly the facilities that are inside of that building, you know?
Can't they shift? Here's what I would say. If you have
it's a science building?
It's a science building.
See, you know, there might be lab equipment that is built out in there, and that's the only place they can have it without having to pay that much more for a whole new install on a building they already have, which probably doesn't even have the space. But it's still... Yeah,
seems wasteful.
At that point, you would probably want to unschedule the demolition and fix the building with another $100,000 or so.
Yeah, that's what I say. If you're going to put on $1 million roof and then you're going to tear it down within a year, or even if it was 2 years, why not just fix up the building and then let it last and put that money towards something else? Does money grow on trees? Maybe it does for some people. I don't know. Not me. So, the university. So I'm saying that that's Fruits and Nuts. All right, you'll love this one. Technology. Apple pulls its iOS 8 update because users are citing cell service and touch ID problems. So Apple has all these people line up around buildings and they talk about how great everything is. But I think it's almost like we are lab rats and they throw things out early before they really get rid of all the bugs and problems.
Utterly agree. I was running the Joy Brown show the other day and we were talking about the iPhones and how she's like, "Get the new one. It's awesome. I'm just a person that waits until all of the bugs that yes, they don't care if there are bugs in it because they're trying out the whole experience. They're trying out because it's a whole tone of an experience. And that's what all of the marketing works for. That's what it works. It's a great little picture, a movie that includes you and your life and this thing that then colors your life. But the problem is its efficiency. And it really, you gotta let it get sussed out by all those other people who choose to get it instead of you when it's that early.
Absolutely, I agree. So, yeah, you got let them do it. So, bingo. Yep. Bingo to the people like you and me that don't get it right away.
Yep.
All right, here we go again with the fraternities. Clemson limited their fraternities after the recent death they had. They've had a high number of hazing incidents and problems, so the university opted to halt all social and new member activities on the South Carolina campus after the death of a student and, of course, as I said, the high number of incidents involving fraternities ranging from alcohol-related medical emergencies to other forms of misconduct. They say that there is no priority that's higher than the safety and welfare of the students. So it's sad. A 19-year-old sophomore went for a run with his fraternity early Monday morning and didn't come back. His fraternity brothers searched for him and eventually went to the campus police. They found his body in a nearby lake close to a bridge. They're investigating it. They actually don't think hazing played a part in it. They think that he just fell in and he had a head injury from a fall of like 20 feet or more, and no one was with him. I guess they all bolted in front of him. It's ridiculous.
Well,
sad.
I gotta say that you know, the younger you are, the more some of that really random either, you know, easy victimization is going to come at you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not having the comfort enough with your choices to, you know, not end up in a pile of your own vomit.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good way to put it. It's true. It's the choices or the peer pressure, whatever it is. I think there's a lot of peer pressure when you're younger, and when you feel like you want to go with it sometimes, and it's not a good thing to do.
Absolutely. I mean, public safety in those situations is ultimately, yeah, of course they're going to be needing that, especially with the rape cases that they're trying to make too. But I mean, both of those issues are still, you know, it's things that have been happening forever.
Yeah, forever, absolutely. All right, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. A lot of fun. Thank you, Nathan.
Yep.
By the way, hundreds of students came together to remember the student at a candlelight vigil on the Bowman Field at Clemson, which I think is smart and nice of the students to do that. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby.
So the United States of America will work with a broad coalition to dismantle this network of death.
All right, that was one of the big things that the president said during the General Assembly when he was talking about the coalitions working together. And I mentioned taking out the oil fields and the fact that you had several of the planes from Saudi Arabia that were involved in it. Thank goodness, because, listen, that's what should have happened from the get-go. There were a lot of blunders along the way on this, and this was one that they got right. They got this right. The Arab world has to be involved. They were. Specifically, they were involved here as so much money was being sucked out of that refinery. I said $2 million. It could have even been more than that. But still, I mean, this is a group who has long tentacles, and they have a lot of Westerners that they have been able to rally to their cause. The lone wolf terrorists, I agree with the ex-Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. The scary ones to me are the lone wolf guys, and maybe women, but seems to be mostly men, who are hell-bent on harming fellow Americans or Australians or Brits, whatever country they come from. So that's where we're at. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check the mailbag. If you want to weigh in on any or all of it, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, Kate, what do you call a fly with no wing?
Grounded.
No, a walk.
That's brilliant. I love it. Can I use that?
Of course, of course. Oh, and you know how I made that joke of about how no boots on the ground, but he was going to let them have sneakers?
Yes.
Remember last night? Okay.
Yeah.
This morning on the show that I listen to every morning, the jockey on there came up with the same joke, and so I called him and told him that I had done that with your program, and he says, "Well, Dan, I'm not going to pay any royalties." Blah blah blah. So there we are with that.
You missed your calling. You should have written jokes for like Leno. Maybe Leno would still be on the air.
I have written some really good ones too. I need those lottery numbers that for Powerball that you gave out real quick and to go slow so I can write.
All right. Does everyone want to hear the lottery numbers? Because we don't know if there's any winners yet. 7, 14, 21, 24, 41, 26. So 7, 14, 21, 24, 41, 26. And the Powerball number is 4.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, if you win, you still have to call this show.
Honey, if I win, I'll buy you a show.
Oh, I'm going to let you go on that note. That's positive. He'll buy me a show. Thanks, Dan. I think his jokes are really, they really are good. There's an art to telling the jokes anyway, and it's how you deliver the punchline. The better you sell the punchline, the more people get involved in the joke, that's for sure. All right, without further ado, many of you had plenty to say about the airstrikes, about Obama addressing the General Assembly, and a few other things we might be able to mix in between. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Harry J. I like it when people give me their initial. Harry says, Kate, I've been listening to you up here in the New York area. You got a big fan base here. I don't know if you know that or not. I have to say that I kind of give the president a B minus for his speech. It wasn't terrible, but there was some stuff mixed in between the bookends of powerful rhetoric that just didn't really make any sense. I don't know what his speechwriter was thinking. The bottom line is what did make sense is the big fat strike on the refineries. What a smooth move. And the fact that the Arabs were involved in this is big. You've been talking about that for months, months, and months, and you're absolutely right. And here they are involved in it because they can no longer sit on the sidelines, and their countries are at war, just as we are, with these terrorists. All right, good note. So absolutely, that I think that's the key thing here. I mean, look, they kill the Frenchman, and then you have Francois Hollande, who reacts at the UN, and says, you know, we're not going to put up with this and all that other sort of stuff. But actions speak louder than words in this case. And we did what we had to do, we being the United States, in trying to sort of hold steady but not overtake this whole thing. You had to have Saudi Arabia involved. You had to have the United Arab Emirates involved. For goodness sake, they throw gold on the streets of the United Arab Emirates. Like, they can't supply some of these planes and deal with this. And they needed to step forward out of the shadows anyway to make a statement for their own people. And then to back up that, yes, you know what, we're part of this other culture. We have nothing to do with them, for goodness sake. They are jihadists. They are crazies. They have their own path that they're using, I think, their religion as a shield and stretching the boundaries to this extreme fanaticism. And really, now, unfortunately, randomly selecting people from other parts of the world, and look what happens. I mean, you know, you have innocent people in many cases who are just trying to help other people, and then they get pulled into this, for goodness sake, like the two American journalists and the British worker, the British aid worker who was trying to help people. It's just wrong in all accounts. Move to the next one. This one from Bradley, who says, you know, I'm not not a fan of President Obama's. I feel kind of neutral about him. I did vote for him twice because I could not vote for that weak Mitt Romney. And I probably would have voted for McCain the first time he came out before Bush had won, but then he went in a much different direction. You know, because I vote for the person. I voted for Republicans in the past and Democrats. But getting to the point, I would say that we are doing the right thing as far as these airstrikes. And bravo to this hit on the Khorasan group, and now all the details that I keep seeing across my local television, Kate, here in Sarasota, about what these terrorists were planning to do with planes, once again, kind of like the underwear bomber. So bravo to the intelligence people who stopped it all. Yeah, let's hope they can keep that wall up as long as possible. We keep going back to this, but it is the lone wolf guys that you got to worry about, because if they're assimilating, and they're already assimilated because they're in the country, or they're carrying an American passport or a British passport or whatever it might be, and they're learning the game and taking the message back, so to speak, that's where it'd be dangerous, where you hear these stories about, well, they're just going to grab someone from the street and behead them. I mean, that's like Mad Max movie stuff that is just sickening. And anything we can do to rock their world, I think, is brilliant, which I believe happened with the targeted hit on those refineries and also taking out their communications network, too. This one from Amber, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to America Tonight now for a couple of months. So glad to hear you on the airwaves in Sarasota, Florida. In fact, I get up early to work out, so sometimes I hear you earlier in the night, sometimes I hear you later in the wee hours in the morning. But either way, I'm really enjoying it. I love the fact that you invite everybody to share their opinions. I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I am really tired of the rhetoric coming out of Washington, frankly, from the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't know that there's anyone that represents me anymore on the Hill, and maybe a lot of people feel the same way. Do you feel the same way? Oh, yeah. Do I think there's some good politicians? Yes, because I don't like to paint broad strokes and say everyone is terrible and no one's doing their job. But I'd have to go through the list with you, and I try to keep tabs on who I think is voting, who's just never there, a lot of different things. Why don't they have, as Rand Paul suggested to me when he was running, why don't they have mandatory reading periods where they go through a bill, an important piece of legislation, and have time to actually look at it instead of having the aides break it down? I mean, now, realistically, we live in a giant country. Things move fast, so you can't have ridiculous demands, and there is a need for staff, and there is a need for being able to push things out and not handle, you know, not be a one-person show, not having to handle everything yourself. But at the same time, it would be nice to slow the roll down on key issues and really examine it and let the little stuff sit on the side for a while. It's like a to-do list. Don't you organize your to-do list? Otherwise, all you would be doing is running around chaotically. And I think that's the problem. There's too much reaction instead of action. I'm always excited when someone leads the way in Washington. They come up with the idea. They do a little research. They get people. They delegate some things. They get people to do it. They come together. They form a committee, and it's ahead of the game. It doesn't happen as much as it used to. And I always talk about this possibility of a third party. And I don't know that we won't have a third party. I used to think in my lifetime, I don't know, that we won't have a third party. But I'm thinking there could be a third party eventually if Congress continues to sit in single digits or barely double digits approval-wise. Maybe somebody gets enough steam and we really do have another challenging party. All right, stay with us, because next is Nail the Score. Please participate. It's so much fun. I get a ton of email, but you can always call once we reveal the game of the week. You don't have to know football. Just pick a side and tell me a score. 855-266-5283.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think. That you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain.
Would I? All right, welcome back to ATN. Big shout out to all of you who hit us up on the mailbag. If I didn't get to your email, sorry, but we get so much. It's really, really amazing. I've said this before. I worked in New York City, our biggest city, and we would get some email, but nothing like the email that rolls into this show. All right, we like to have fun here on America Tonight. We talk about such heavy things. We get worked up and we should. I think that's good. I love the opinions coming out in all directions here on ATN. But you also like to have fun, too. So here's the deal. We do this thing called Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is simply this. You don't have to know anything about football. It's the NFL, but you don't have to know anything about the NFL. You just have to know that we're going to pick a game of the week. Our computer will. And once the game of the week is chosen, you call in and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So, time to roll out this Nail the Score thing.
Thank you.
now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, my, oh, my. What will the game be this time around in the NFL? Week 4. Do you believe it? How did we get to week 4? Will it be the Giants and the Redskins, the Packers and the Bears, Panthers and the Ravens, maybe the Jets and the Lions, maybe the Eagles and the 49ers, the Falcons and the Vikings, who knows, the Patriots and the Chiefs, the Saints and the Cowboys. All right, so let's let the computer do its thing, Nathan. Oh, my. Dallas Cowboys hosting the New Orleans Saints. We got people listening to us in New Orleans and in Louisiana. So what do you say, Who Dat Nation? How about them Cowboys? What do you think? The Cowboys are 2-1. The Saints are 1-2. New Orleans has given up 3. That's what the wise guys say anyway. It's Drew Brees, the captain of that squad, obviously the signal caller, and Tony Romo for the Dallas Cowboys. If you look at the quarterback factor, the Cowboys coming off a win, seemingly almost a loss, but it became a win, and they're behind the Eagles in the NFC East. It's a big game. It's a home game for the Cowboys. And after coming out of the gate sluggish and losing the first one, they would love to win this one. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I wouldn't be stunned by that, and it's pretty tough to call, actually. But I'm going to say that the Cowboys will win it. And the final score is going to be 38-34. I really think it's going to be that close, 38-30.
That many, too.
That many. I mean, so if you look at the points, you know, you're way up there point-wise. But I think it's going to be close. What do you think, Mr. Nathan?
I'm going to go 21-24 Saints.
24-21 Saints.
Yep.
All right. You like Who Dat. I love that. Because it could be. I mean, really, either way, I think this is a coin flip, folks. You can shoot me your emails with your guess only right now till the top of the hour. And that's americatonight.net. Click on contact. You're listening to my voice. You can call us right now at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Also, if you're on Pal Talk, you can throw up your guests that way so everybody listening to us in Pal Talk Nation. Great prizes if you win. I can't tell you what they are because I've been sworn to secrecy, but really good stuff. Let's go to Pete in Texas. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
Who do you think? What do you like, the Cowboys?
No. I think I'll go 32-27 Saints.
Ooh, 32-27 Saints. You know what? Not a bad guess. Look, Drew Brees could light it up, and look at what the Cowboys haven't been able to accomplish defensively.
No, they're pathetic.
How do you really feel?
Exactly.
I like it. All right, we got you.
I'm trying to hold back.
Trying to hold back. I like that about you. All right, so we've got you locked and loaded, so to speak. Pete going against the Dallas Cowboys. He likes the Saints 32-27. And if you've watched any football, even if you haven't watched, because so much of this is a guess. It's like my mother used to say about a horse racing, that you have all this analysis and we look at speed numbers and all of the things that you looked at when you looked at the racing form. And then sometimes, you know what? It was just a good guess. You liked the way the horse looked. So who's the better horse in this one, the Saints or the Cowboys? And what do you think the score is going to be? Dan in Texas is ready to be put in. Dan, what do you think?
I think 27-17, and I'm taking the Saints over the Cowboys.
Wow, the Saints, that's three for the Saints. Only me for the Cowboys. I'm the lone wolf on this
one.
Yeah,
you've been smoking something, I know. Been doing those brownies, girl.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? Why am I picking the Cowboys, Dan? Thank you for that. That was very funny, by the way. Yeah, there is something to this. I said when I was doing a show on NBC one day, I was filling in for somebody on a weekend show, I said, I think I've cracked my crystal ball. I used to be pretty decent on predictions, but lately not so much. And even Jack from Down Under with another shrimp on the Barbie says the Saints will win it. 28-21. So far, and I haven't even checked the email yet because usually we get a flurry of that. So far, everybody is picking the Saints. Do you believe it? I think we have time for a quick phone call, but you better inject it fast because we're almost up against it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Cowboys hosting the New Orleans Saints. Got this one from Riser who says, Kate, you are so wrong on the Cowboys. I like the Saints. I think it is going to be close. You're right about that. I like the score to be 21-17. Then we go to another one here from Amber who likes the Saints as well. I'm getting shut out. So, Amber says, Saints 17, Cowboys 13. Boy, that'd be a lot of defense on that field. And it could be. Then we have this one from Kurt. Kate, like the show, don't like the prediction. New Orleans all the way. The Cowboys are going to be humiliated. Their crowd doesn't pay attention anyway. They're paying attention to everything else but the game, so they're not going to care. I think the final score will be 38-14, the Saints. I think they thrash. Yeah, well, the thought is Drew Brees is ready to be unleashed. You can guarantee that he'll have his posse in the stands. A lot of his family and friends will be there. I think we can squeeze in another one, this one from Jake in Austin. And he says, Kate, I wish I could bail you out. I am a huge Cowboy fan, but I want to win the loot. I think the Saints win it. I do agree with many others who believe it's going to be close. I think the final score is going to be 35-32. 35-32. The Saints. Wow. Shut out. How about that? Thanks for those quick guesses. People jumping on the email and those calls, too, as well. We'll see. Good luck, everybody. Maybe someone will nail the score.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.